Zion.
With joy, we welcome you.
Mike DeGubin, hello friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and it's our privilege, our pleasure, our joy, beloved, to be able to come into your presence again today to share the Word of God with you. We appreciate Dr. Cash making it possible for us to do this, and it's our joy to have this privilege of studying the Word of God together and meditating upon why we need to study it on a regular basis, why we need to get into the Word of God. Is God's Word important? Well, beloved, it is if you want to profit. It is if you want to be successful in your Christian life. If you desire to have a life of victory, and if you desire to be wise in the ways of Almighty God, God's Word is vital and it is necessary. Look with me to Proverbs chapter 2 and verse 6. Do you want to be wise, beloved? Notice what Solomon wrote here in Proverbs chapter 2 and verse 6. For the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. Do you want to be wise? Do you want to have understanding? Do you want to know how to be a blessing and a help to mankind? Do you want to be what God would have you to be? Then, beloved, you must be saturated with the Word of truth. You must have the Word of God permeating your life and have it in your mind so you can meditate and think upon it, and so the Holy Spirit can bring to your remembrance truths that you've studied, for that's what His ministry is part of. We're told over in the book of John, chapter 14 and verse 26, that the Holy Spirit will open up your mind. He will open up the truth to you. He will instruct you, and He will help you to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Oh, beloved, God's Word is vital. God's Word is important, and God's Word will strengthen you and help you to grow in the grace and knowledge of the truth. If you'll get into the Word of God, if you'll meditate upon the Word of God, if you'll study the Word of God, you will be finding that the Word will make you wise not only unto salvation, but wise in your service for the Lord God. Oh, beloved, Solomon, the wisest man that ever lived, was given wisdom by Almighty God. And he said in Proverbs 2 and verse 6, For the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. The Lord is the source of wisdom, beloved. He's the source of knowledge. He's the source of understanding. Oh, yes, we go to colleges, we go to universities to get understanding and to get knowledge. And yet, beloved, many times the knowledge that's being taught is incorrect. Many times the knowledge is not according to truth, and it's wrong knowledge. And people are taught things even in science that's supposed to be right, only to find out later that it's incorrect, because it comes from man's wisdom and not from God's truth. Oh, beloved, God's Word is true. He gives knowledge, true knowledge, and He gives understanding. In Colossians chapter 3 and verse 6a, we read these words, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom." Oh yes, beloved, let God's Word dwell in you richly. How can you do that? By getting into it on a regular basis, by reading it, by studying it, by meditating upon it, by hiding it in your heart. The psalmist said, "Thy Word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against Thee." God's Word will help you to grow. God's Word will help you to mature. God's Word will teach you the truth, and God's Word, beloved, will enable you to be all that God would have you be, to His honor, to His glory, and to His praise. Oh, let me encourage you to get into the Word of God, to hide the Word of God in your heart, that you might not sin against Him. Psalm 119:97. Listen to the words of the psalmist here. "Oh, how love I Thy law! It is my meditation all the day." Yes, beloved, the meditation upon God's Word will make you wise. It will lead you in the right path of righteousness. It will profit you, and it will benefit you, and it will make your life to be all that God would have it be, to His honor, to His glory, and to His praise. Let me encourage you, beloved, to get into the Word of God. Reading God's Word will feed you spiritually. It will help you to grow in your Christian life and in your Christian walk. If you will turn with me to the book of 1 Peter and notice what again the Word of God tells us in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 2 through 3. Notice the instruction given by Peter as he was writing here. He said, "As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the Word, that ye may grow thereby." He was talking to new believers here, and he said, as a newborn babe in Christ. Remember, we're born again by the Spirit of God. John chapter 3, verse 6, "That which is born of the flesh is flesh, but that which is born of the Spirit is the Spirit of an individual who puts their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and accepts Him as Savior. The Holy Spirit of God does the work of giving life eternal." Because remember, before a person accepts Jesus as Savior, they're spiritually dead in trespasses and in sin, we're told in Ephesians chapter 2. Spiritually dead and separated and apart from God. And through the work of the Holy Spirit of God, eternal life is brought into an individual at salvation. And thus we're born again. We're given new life, eternal life, life which will never end. And that's what we read previously in 1 Peter 1:23, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. The Word of God, beloved, reveals the truth of God and shows us how to receive the gift of salvation and eternal life. And as newborn babes, an individual who has been born again, desire the sincere milk of the Word, that you may grow thereby. 1 Peter 2 and 2. Desire it, beloved, as a new babe in Christ, the sincere truths of God's Word. You'll not understand everything you read. Even today, I've been a Christian for over 60 years, and still there's new truth that I'm learning from the Word of God. There's things that I still don't fully comprehend and understand that the Lord is teaching me. But as a newborn babe assimilates milk, and it begins to strengthen its bones and begins to help it to grow and is nourishing it, eventually it begins to cut teeth. Eventually it's able to eat more solid food. Eventually it's able to even eat meat as it grows, and so the illustration is given of the child of God, the individual who has put their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and has accepted Christ as Savior, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the Word, that you may grow thereby. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious. Oh, beloved, He is. He is so gracious, so full of grace, and able to help you to grow and to mature in the knowledge of the truth. If you'll look with me to the book of Hebrews, chapter 5, Hebrews chapter 5, and verse 12 and 13. Paul is writing to Hebrew Christians here, and he says, For the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk, and not of strong meat. Paul's writing to believers in Christ Jesus who may have been saved for some time, but have never grown in the knowledge of the Word of God. They've not gotten into the Word of God. They've not studied the Word of God. They've not been faithful to go to the house of God where they might hear the truth of God's Word. For faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And so they still have to have the simple diet of the Word of God. They cannot eat the more involved truths of the Word of God, the meat of God's Word. They can't assimilate it. They can't comprehend what it's about. It doesn't make sense to them because they've not grown in learning and partaking of the simple truths of God's Word. So Paul, writing to these Hebrew believers, said, For when for the time ye ought to be teachers, they've been saved for a while, then to the point that they should now be teaching the Word of God themselves and being able to share the Word of God themselves. But ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God. That is the simple basic truths of God's Word, the simple basic doctrines of the Word of God. And are become such as have need of milk, and not of strong meat. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. You see that, beloved? The individual who has not studied the Word of God and is unskillful in the Word of God and is unskillful in the truth of God, he's still a babe in Christ. He hasn't learned the basic principles of God's Word. He doesn't understand, and therefore he's not able to eat the meat of the Word and to share the meat of the Word because he's still a baby. He still needs a simple diet of the milk, the simple truths of God's Word. But, beloved, by reading the Word of God and meditating upon the Word of God, you will grow, and you will begin to develop, and you will begin to mature, and you will begin to become all God wants you to be. Till next time, goodbye.